It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey with you as well.
Hi, Mac.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Ready for some Royals playoff
baseball.
Imagine
if your parents named you after a PC, you'd be called PC instead of Mac.
Do you know my full name?
Malachi.
Wow, that was good.
I knew my research. Oh, Malachi. Okay.
That's good.
All right.
Didn't expect that.
Oh, yeah, well.
Best.
McCallachy Culkin.
What?
Just kind of hit me in the head there. It's like, ah.
I feel like that. Yeah.
That's good.
Malachy.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. All right. Yeah. What kind of name is that?
It's Irish. It's
Irish? The Irish version. Are you Irish?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I would hope so.
Well, I don't know. Some people.
Norwegian, I mean, actually. Yeah. We just gave me an Irish name.
Yeah, I mean, screw it.
I don't know. Maybe just like the name. I don't know. You know, just go with it. You don't have to be Irish to have an Irish name, if you will.
He's like 90% Irish. No one's that Irish. Yeah. To quote Theo Vaughn.
So I just read this to you in break. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm just viewing this totally wrong from everything. And there is that possibility. Again, I still haven't had somebody convince me otherwise. I look at the power rankings of baseball according to Yahoo this morning because I'm starving for baseball information and trying to get some of this stuff. Something you got to seek this stuff out about the NFL. They throw it at you, right? Baseball, you got to like do your homework. And they have the Royals ranked 12th out of 12 teams in their power rankings going into the playoffs. And I asked you, I go, what am I missing here? Why do people not think the Royals are a good team entering the playoffs from a national perspective? And I talked to baseball people yesterday. I've talked to people at ESPN. Like, we're going to talk to Ben McDonald coming up in 10 minutes, Orioles announcer. Maybe he can, like, what am I missing? Like, if you have good starting pitching in baseball, you can win and go a very long way in the postseason because runs are at a premium right now. Correct me if I'm wrong, but having Reagans, having Lugo, and having Waka at the top of your rotation, that's a hell of a threesome at the top of your rotation, isn't it? Like, what am I missing with this team right now?
Well, I would try to talk you down a little bit just to play the other side.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
Yeah, but how many playoff games has Reagan been in?
None.
Right?
Yeah.
When's the last time you've seen Lugo pitch as a starter in the playoffs?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Michael Waka's on the other side of 30.
Right.
And your offense has Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez. Right. I think that's the way they look at it.
All right.
Now, we're fortunate enough, like, we know who these guys are, so then when they go into Baltimore, and Baltimore's like, well, we saw them in, like, early April, but their bullpen's the reason why they lost the game, because that Will Smith guy, no, not the one that smacked Chris Rock, the other guy, completely different, that guy blew it for him a couple times.
Like, yes, he did.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, but I bet you the real Orioles fans that are in there today going, boy, we got to get this one, because if we don't get this one, we ain't winning the series.
Because
you got to think, okay, well, the Lugo guy, remember him? Like, he was going to start the All-Star game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's pitching tomorrow.
Yeah.
So this Reagans guy, why is he pitching first? Because he's technically better than that other guy.
Right.
Oh, so you're saying they're better than the national perspective? Yes.
Yes, they are.
I think the other problem is, you take the 12 teams or whatever that are in the playoffs and just start doing the elimination. And is there any that you'd take over? Is there any that the Royals, you immediately be like, oh, I take the Royals over that team?
I would
maybe Milwaukee.
I would say the Orioles.
Okay.
I would definitely say the Orioles.
Our postseason coverage is presented.
Oh, I got the wrong one there. Let me get that up here. Hang on.
Well, KC counters with Cole Ragans.
See, that's the Ragans. Baltimore. Cole Ragans is being countered today, you know, in Baltimore.
Ragans smash. Ragans smash.
Yes, you're like I hope Ragans goes out there now and smashes the Baltimore Orioles. But the other thing that I look at, too,
Ronald Ragans.
I understand, like, Baltimore's maybe playing better in the last week of the season than the Royals have been playing. No question. They took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. I think they went and swept Minnesota or whatever it was. Not that the Twins were any. But, you know, but the Orioles have not had a winning month since since June. Their batting averages are way down. They don't play that well at home. They're starting pitching other than Corbin Burns, who was going today.
Right.
I don't know, matches up with what the Royals have. And you bring up the bullpen, Dusty. You're right. That's how that first series ended, because I distinctly remember exactly where I was sitting listening to Will Smith blow two straight games. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy stinks. Get him out of here. But that was April. Like, that's ancient history to right now.
Right.
And so I'm just having – and maybe it's biasness, or maybe it's because we watched this team all season long and we know how good the starting pitching is. But I'm going to have somebody seriously convince me that the Orioles are a much better team than the Royals right now, because I'm just not buying it.
Well, Casey. He counters with Cole Ragans.
And that Cole Ragans, he'll go today. It's Ragans. Yeah. Plus 136, Royals money line. Baltimore minus 162.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge, huge, huge advantage, you know, for the Baltimore Orioles. And it's not just that. It's like the overall, like, odds to win the World Series. The Royals, other than the Tigers and Mets, are 22-1. Odds to win the pennant, the Royals are 9-1. The Tigers are 10-1. And then you look at the wild card round, and these odds that came out last night have the Royals at plus 160, which is the biggest underdog, tied with the Detroit Tigers going into this series. And it opened at plus 155. Current odds suggest the Orioles have a 64.3% likelihood of winning the series. And I just keep saying, why? Why? And I can't get a good answer from anybody that I've asked. Again, I've asked people that work in baseball, people that work at ESPN, you know, just baseball fans in general. Like, why do you think Baltimore's the better team? And I can't get a concrete answer for anybody. So I don't know, man. I like the way that this shapes up for the Royals.
Someone from the 913 with an answer for you. You can text in 913-586-7965. He goes, it's not that hard, ... They've proven they can't hit.
All caps.
But you know what? You don't need to hit in the postseason. Like
C-ball, hit ball, Pete Rose once said.
He did. Yeah, it's very simple in the postseason. Scratch out a couple of runs and ride the back of your starting pitching. And, you know, the Yankees have had bat after bat after bat after bat in that lineup, right? And then they get to the postseason and the bats wither. Look at what A-Rod does in the postseason, or what he did in the postseason. Nothing. You win games in the postseason because of your pitching.
Yeah.
And I think right now the Royals have got a lockdown on that starting pitching. And I would use those guys for as long as you possibly can. There's no tomorrow if you lose. So you put Ragans out there for as many innings as he can possibly go, try to scratch out one or two runs and win this thing. That's the way I look at it.
They don't have the worst odds to win the World Series, though. Second worst. Detroit.
Oh, Detroit. Yeah,
yeah, Detroit is plus 2,800. The Royals are plus 2,500.
I got them at plus 3,100 before they clinched on Friday. So, good. I mean, nice. I like that.
Well, KC counters with Cole Ragans.
That reminds me of the guy that's the and boom goes dynamite.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Wayne Summers had the free throw, and then boom goes dynamite.
And boom goes, you're right. It was Wayne Summers.
Oh, there's more than just those two in there. There's more than those two. Yeah, Wayne Simeon.
Yeah, God, you feel bad for that guy.
Ooh. I mean,
you found out. He's like selling advertising or insurance or something. Like, yeah. You could look him up. It's very
okay.
Spotty of where that guy is.
He's
not in TV.
He found that out quickly.
Yeah, gotcha.
wasn't for him.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the way you got to do it, man.
Passes the ball to the man.
When I went to UCM, there we had our digital media network group, and you know there were people.
DMN.
Like, you had DMP. Yeah, you had to do like different positions in news.
Yeah.
Every like week. So 1 week you were a camera person. Mm. 1 week you were the talent. 1 week you were the producer, the director, all that.
Right.
And you found out real quickly who did not want to be talent.
Really? Which is amazing, because usually anybody who gets in wants to be on the air, to be a superstar.
And
right?
Some people think they want that. And then they have to have that grown up conversation with your professor who's like, so I think you're a really, really good technical director.
Uh-huh.
As an anchor, and they're like, oh. Okay, or there's a people like, I think I want to do this. And then it's like, and go. And it's like, and in other news. Okay,
yeah, I'm out. Yeah.
It's quick. It's,
a lot of them make the networks.
I mean, maybe. You never know.
Nowadays, right? Hey, sure, you got a pulse. Come on in.
There's one on right now.
Yeah.
Here till 10.
I do like
that. I wish these cameras were 360.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of cameras, you can check out our YouTube page. RIP to Pete Rose. Yeah. Had the over under at 84. I'm kidding. Oh, that's too soon.
Casinos ordered their flags half staff across the country today.
I'm kidding.
I think they should lift the lifetime ban today in baseball. He's dead. The lifetime ban is technically over, right?
I mean,
are we gonna wear the 14 patch on the jerseys for the playoffs?
The Royals
year?
For the 10-year anniversary. Royals wear 14, but it's for the 10-year anniversary. Oh, that's cool. You did for Pete. Wait, Pete who?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah. No, died yesterday. A shocking death. I don't know if it's 83? Shocking. 83. I don't know. If
shocking was the Kimbe Mutombo.
The Kimbe Mutombo was shocking.
That to me was shocking.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I don't know if it's shocking. Like you didn't hear anything about Pete Rose or Dikembe, you know, for that matter. Like I didn't know either was
Dikembe kept it private. Which, I mean, I respect that. Like, if you're a famous person, like, what was the guy's name from Black Panther? When he passed away, I was like, what?
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, I was like, that guy died? They're like, yeah, he had, like, terminal illness. He just didn't want anybody to know about it. I'm like, props to that.
Yeah, he had colon cancer. Get your colon screened, man. I promise you, get your colonoscopies done. I'll be a big advocate of that to the day. I'm no longer on this earth, but you've got to get those colonoscopies done. It's easy to do. It's simple. That,
you can poo and sin now.
Yeah, well, you can, yeah.
I don't know how accurate they are, but you don't have to necessarily go in to do it.
But you know what? Go in and do it. It's the best sleep you'll have for 20 minutes. Get it taken care of. Make sure you don't have any polyps. Get them out of there if you do and live your life, man. There's too many people. I've known too many people in their 40s that have passed away from colon cancer that left families, man. It's not a good thing. So get that thing screened. But, you know, Pete Rose, it's going to be interesting to see if Major League Baseball, I know they released a statement yesterday, but if they are going to do anything, because they said lifetime ban. His lifetime is now over, and there's that old argument, should he be in the Hall of Fame? I personally don't think he should. I've known people that played for Pete Rose and heard stories about ways he would manipulate lineups and pitching and things like that, and people would always go, what's going on here? Then you find out the gambling thing took place. So I'm all for keeping him out of the Hall of Fame, but if you want to lift that lifetime ban, if you're Rob Manfred, by all means, go ahead and do it.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.